This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Form and connect a community of entrepreneurs. This is Business Rockstars. I'm Alex Worley. Welcome to the show. Now let's go to Mark Lack.
CEO of Clutch Points, Nish Patel, joined us recently, and he shared with us his tips on how to create a social following to build your brand.
First off, when trying to create a social following, I would recommend talking to your friends. You should really get the word out with your own network. Go after a lot of other viral pages to share your content on there. If you're doing something in the sports field, look for some of the influencers in that field. Reach out to them, see if they're willing to give you a shout out. Community building in app world is all centered on social media. The more viral features you have, the more interesting things you have that other people don't have, that really helps you build it up. Well, if you think about Pokemon Go, the reason for the virality, there's a nostalgic connection to it. There's also the fact that all your friends are playing. So there's a left out feeling, and the fact that you can walk around, the fitness aspect to it, really got people involved, and they could tell their parents, like, hey, I'm going out, I'm not just playing a game.
How do you create a social media following? We're going to answer that question in just a sec. I'm Mark Lack on Business Rockstars. We're here to inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. My guest today, Juvon Langford, my brother, international speaker and men's empowerment coach. It's great to have you, bro.
Thanks for having me, brother. Good to be here.
So how do you create a social media following? I know it's something that both of us have done a great job at, and we're getting better every day. Yeah. So what is the first step when you're going to start to create a social media following?
You know, the first thing that comes to mind when you say, how do you create? I think you don't. You don't create it. It's not something that just happens. It's something that's attracted. It's something that you build. It's something that you cultivate. So I said the ABCs of building a tribe, ABCs of building that community, is really beginning with yourself. And I think sometimes we want that community. Everybody wants the following, right?
Yeah.
We want the fortune, we want the fame. But we don't want to do the work that it takes. And what it really begins with is attracting the tribe. And how you do that is get clear on who you are. And a lot of us are so afraid of ourselves, and so much of us are not really clear as to who we are. And so we don't know what we're attracting. We have a lot of people in our life that are not our people. They're taking up a lot of space. And so I think it's really important for us to get clear as to who we are. So when we're clear about that, then when our people show up, we know that they're our people.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
So that's the first step to creating a tribe, is getting clear on who you need to become to attract them?
Yeah, well, getting clear on who you are, just generally speaking,
in general,
as a person.
Okay.
You know, a lot of people are like, you know, you ask people who they are. I work for this company. They go right to their job description, versus who they are. I'm a gatherer, or I'm a cook, I'm a chef, I'm a communicator.
I'm a creator, I'm this, I'm that.
Exactly.
Okay.
It's always the career.
Okay.
Right? And so the beautiful thing is, eventually our career, who we are and what we do, can become one thing. And I think that's what I'm experiencing right now. And it's been a journey up into that. But the first part is attracting, right? The second part is, once you are clear on who you are, you can attract your people, people who understand you, who can communicate with you, who get you. Then you get to build out the tribe, right? And how you build it is by creating unique and meaningful different interactions and experiences together. You know, like going out and have amazing tribe of people that I'm connected with, you included, you know, Preston Smiles and Joe Brown and Jenna Phillips, all these amazing people. And we build with each other. We build each other up mentally, physically, emotionally, and we show up for each other. And it's really important to create experiences like going on trips together and going out to dinner and never eating alone, right, with each other. And so it's so important. So building it, and then I say from there, cultivating the tribe is really sharing vulnerably, sharing authentically. And for me, what's really truly supported me in building my tribe out bigger has been me dropping into a space, into my heart, and communicating what I'm truly feeling, what I'm going through. People can relate to me. It's not transactional, and people see me, they hear me, because I'm speaking with them, not to them or at them.
I love that. And when you're going to create a social following, I think one of the mistakes I see people make, because creating a social following is really marketing yourself in a sense, or marketing your business. So the mistake I see is people think that marketing, and to create their social following, they need to get people to understand them, their business, their unique offering. But in reality, the right way to do it, and you touched on this, is making other people feel like you understand them.
Right.
Versus trying to get them to understand you. And that's a huge distinction. What's a mistake you see people making when they're online trying to build a social following? And there's a lot, but you can name a few.
Yeah, I think the secret for me has been sharing the journey, sharing all of it, the good, and sharing the excitement, sharing the downfalls, or the times where I'm not so excited about what's happening in my life, you know? Mm-hmm. For me, I think a lot of people make it about them. And you go into the timelines and you talk about, well, I just did this and I just created this and I. People can't locate themselves in their story. And so when I share my story, I share my journey, I share it in a way that people can locate themselves, right? So I share the story, I share the point and the moral for me, and then I also share what's in it for them. And I make it about them. The key to this is no secret sauce or no, it's just make it about them. Focus outward. And truly show up for people, because most people, Mark, to be honest, they don't feel heard and they don't feel seen in their lives by their most closest relationships, family, friends, loved ones. We don't feel heard, we don't feel seen, and so we look outside of ourselves, which is why we're not attracting, which is why we're not building, which is why we're not cultivating the tribe or building that social following.
Why do you think people are struggling with that, though? I 100% agree. And as a coach and a speaker myself, working with individuals, I see that over and over again. But why? Why do you think that is?
You know, it really begins, you know, to be honest with you, it begins in childhood. It begins in the household. It begins with the family. And
our conditioning.
Dynamic, absolutely. It's just, we're raised that way. It's what we know. Mm-hmm. You know, parents grow up. I grew up in a household where there was so much love. Not a lot of money. There was always more month than money, right? And there was always love in the household, but I was always heard and seen. My grandmother raised me, along with two of my sisters, and she always called me forward. She never called me out and made me wrong or bad. She called me forward. So I was always a forward thinker, and I always felt like a little man. And there are a lot of parents who don't have the tools to be able to communicate effectively with their kids, which is why their kids are going outside the house and seeking attention and seeking to be heard and be seen by their peers, by their partners, by the community. And they're going about it the wrong way. And so they don't have that connection. They don't have that ability to be able to feel into situations.
So something that you do an incredible job at, something that Preston Smiles, Joe Brown, Alexi Panos, well, actually Alexi Smiles now because they're married.
Yes, they are.
But something that they all do an incredible job of, you included in that, is vulnerability, authenticity, and transparency. Speaking from the heart and having what they're saying be real. It's relatable, it's contextual, it's applicable to somebody's life, and they can take action with it. And so outside of those things I just mentioned, there was a few. What else does it take? I know you had a big shift. Mm-hmm. I know that we were talking about it one time where you were like, my views, my likes, my comments, my shares, they went through the roof as soon as I made a switch. What was that switch?
Vulnerability. That's the key. That's the key to it. You know, so many people go through Facebook timelines and Instagram and Twitter, and they're like, man, I want that. I wish I was living that. How do I get that? And they feel like it's not tangible. It's not attainable for them. And they want to have things in excess. What I learned from me personally, it's not about excess, it's about access. Mm-hmm. And the way you access things is through relationships, through people. So I never focused on the money. I always focused on the movement, the focus on the people. And as a result of focusing on the people and serving the people to my greatest capacity, the money came, the experiences came, the excess came in a lot of ways.
So vulnerability was the key. Juvon Langford is my guest right now. He's a men's empowerment coach and a phenomenal international speaker. I'm Mark Lack on Business Rockstars. We're here to inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. We're talking about how to create a social following right now. So vulnerability is one of the biggest keys. What social media platform do you think is the best one to capitalize on, or is there not a best one?
There's not a best one. It depends on who you are and what your message is, ultimately. For me, as a digital storyteller and as a speaker, international speaker, someone who's traveling quite a bit and creating really deep and meaningful relationships, I love to share the journey, whether it be video or pictures. And so the platform I play on mostly is Facebook and Instagram. Those are two platforms because I get to show the videos and show the layers and textures and colors of my journey, and also video form. I played on YouTube for a little while, but Facebook game is in my opinion, much stronger when it comes to video, and it's just a greater reach as far as the platform goes.
What are you most excited about, right? You're cultivating a tribe, you're expanding your reach and brand awareness, you're building a bigger community of people that you get to impact more consistently. What is next for you? What are you most excited about over the next 12 to 18 months?
Man, over the next, how about just the next 12 to 18 minutes, just to be able to be here for someone to actually care enough about what I'm creating in the world. Mm. That to me it's mind-blowing, because it wasn't the case just a few years ago. Nobody was concerned about what I was doing, what my vision was, what my mission was, what are you doing in 18 months? Nobody cared what I was doing in 18 days, never mind 18 months, you know? That, for me, I consider myself blessed, because I'm truly focused on service. Mm-hmm. Before, I wanted to be a leader who served, but now, today, I'm a servant leader. It's because the service comes first. And I think the reason why my tribe is growing, why the money's flowing, why the opportunities are presenting themselves, is because I'm focusing on the people, on the heart. And honestly, today, you know, I put a post recently, I said, vulnerability pays my bills. Because the more I share from here, the more I truly drop into this, it's like the world shifts. Every moment, it just keeps happening over and over. And life just keeps getting gooder and gooder and gooder and gooder. And it's just amazing.
I love that.
Because I'm giving of myself, and I'm not making it about Javon Langford. I'm making it about Mary and Michael and Mitch and all the people who show up in my life who are hurting. We're hurting as a community. We're hurting as a world right now. And I think the biggest thing for me is learning, how can I show up and increase consistently my capacity to serve more people? Because the more people I serve, the bigger this movement grows.
So not only great tips on how to create a social following, but just an all-around inspirational guy, brother. Thanks for coming on the show, man.
Absolutely.
I'm Mark Lack on Business Rockstars, connecting a community of entrepreneurs. Join us on Facebook, Twitter, and online at businessrockstars.com.
Not available in all states.
Hey, you two, what brings you to the mall?
We're just here checking on our robot.
Your robot?
Yeah, our recent Irby's Froyo robot. Diane and I became franchisees last month.
And couldn't be happier. It serves premier frozen yogurt creations to customers in 60 seconds. And the yogurt is delicious.
Yep, our customers absolutely love it. That's it over there.
Whoa, that's incredible. People really do love your Froyo robot. So, you own this?
Sure do. Reese and Irby's Froyo robots are available across the country, and it's super easy. Reese and Irby's provided us with everything we needed. They even help you secure amazing locations. Movie theaters, grocery stores, college campuses, theme parks. They make any location a sensation.
And everyone loves frozen yogurt. That's incredible. How do I get a Froyo robot of my own?
You just go to froyofranchising.com and enter promo code 9595. But hurry, because locations and robots are going fast.
Froyo.
Yeah, froyofranchising.com. Promo code 9595.
I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Housing values nationwide have risen by more than 6% year over year. Quicken Loans has smart ways to help you take advantage of your home's rising equity. In fact, you could take cash out to consolidate debt. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.375%, APR 4.6%. Call 800-QUICKEN today or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS. ConsumerAccess.org. Number 3030.
Starting a business can be tough, but getting the word out about your business through a great website can be even tougher. That's why you need spotonwebsite.com. At spotonwebsite.com, you can register your company's domain name and even build your website overnight. It's fast, easy, and most of all, it's sure to fit your budget. Spotonwebsite.com has a wide range of internet products and solutions to make the most of your website, even on a small business budget. Log on today and see for yourself at spotonwebsite.com.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, that's 800-430-7570.
We are here to inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. I'm Pat O'Brien. This is Business Rockstars. Welcome to the show. Eric Shashua is here, the CEO and founder of Zive, right?
Yes, thank you for having me.
Why Zive?
Zive, because it's a catchy name. It reminds me of my first company, which was called Zio.
See, so there's an answer for everything.
Right.
Have you always wanted to be an entrepreneur?
I did. You know, I started...
How do you know?
I think you have to have some of the experience. Some people say they knew from right off. With me, I took a year off before college. I went to Brown University, mm-hmm. studied computer science, and I worked in a startup. And I was really impressed with how people were upending what everyone else was doing and completely changing things. So
something in that moment said, I want to do this. I want to create this. I want to be the leader of this, right?
Yeah. Well, I thought that this is something which is really hard for people to do, and it really impacts a lot of people. So I thought, okay, I'll study computer science and I'll start a company.
Yeah, good for you. What was the first paying job you had?
First paying job was working as a cashier in a pharmacy.
So there you go.
Yeah.
And what'd you learn from that? How to make change for a dollar, but besides that.
I think the most interesting thing I took away from that was the interaction with the customers who would come in and seeing how varied they were and how difficult that can be in some ways. There's always someone who might be disgruntled almost every day. And there are
only
a lot of
one?
Other people who are... Yeah.
You weren't a cashier. What about the worst job you ever had?
The worst job... You know, I tended to like a lot of the jobs that I worked in.
How do you do
I didn't
that?
Do too many things before I started my company, though.
Right. So you just you learn how to like the job and figure out a learning experience from all of them, right?
Yeah. How to improve things, how to make things better.
At Zive right now, how many hours do you work a day? Or is it 24?
Easily 12 to 14 hours, right. Long days.
And is that complete work or does that include a two-hour lunch? But, I mean, you're constantly feeding back into your own company, right?
Right. It's pretty intense. I think, you know, I'm traveling a lot. I'm traveling 3 weeks out of the 4 weeks this month. And you wind up having there's just a lot to do. I think when you're trying to, you have something which is a hit and you're trying to grow it really rapidly, you want to work that hard.
Mm-hmm. And when you're sitting next to somebody on a plane and they say, hey, what do you do?
I tell them, look, we've taken Gmail and we've completely reinvented it.
Right. And do they get it right away?
Gmail users do. So Gmail, the interesting thing is Gmail has a billion users worldwide. 80% of those, when they use email on their computers, they use Gmail in the browser because that's where they get all their features. So we've taken pure Gmail and we've turned that into a complete, robust, multi-window desktop applications. Like if Google came out with a computer app for Gmail, that's what we built.
That's what you built. Have any weird hobbies? Or good hobbies?
I like to read French comics, French children's comics.
So in France?
I grew
French?
I grew up reading... I grew up learning French, and so I keep it fresh that way. Dragon Ball Z and
French. I don't know how many times I've said, why didn't I take more romance languages, you know? It's a gift to be able to do that.
By the way,
it's a better read.
It's fun, I think. These days, though, Chinese is the language to learn, especially Mandarin.
Chinese, and I just read a new translation of War and Peace, which wasn't bad either. What adjective describes you as an entrepreneur?
I would say iconoclast. Trying to do things that are against the grain of what everyone else is doing. But that's what makes a good entrepreneur, I think. So I don't think that'd be unique to me.
Mm-hmm. But you actually believe that?
I do. A lot of the ideas behind...
If you didn't, you wouldn't say it.
Right. A lot of my ideas behind this company and behind the previous company, they were going against what a lot of people believed. And I think it's... You have to balance that, the confidence that you know what you're doing and that it's different from what everyone else is doing out there right now, with the humility to still surround yourself with people who are stronger than you in areas that you're not.
I always say it, I always felt good in school to raise your hand and knowing that you know the answer. You're not going to BS your way through it. Do you have a mentor?
I do. I think that there are two people who really mentored me, and I was really fortunate in my last company. I managed to get to convince the CEO of Bose Corporation, the sound company, and the CEO of iRobot that makes the Roomba vacuum.
Right.
I managed to convince them to come and join my board of directors, and they mentored me over 7 years there. And it's through them that I really wound up falling in love with the consumer.
What did you learn from Bose?
From Bose, I learned that you really...
I won't buy a car without a Bose stereo, by the way.
Bose is fantastic.
Yeah.
I really learned the CEO of Bose really two things. He really cared about his employees. I watched him come to tears as he described building a factory in Mexico and how that gradually changed the lives of people there. And the other thing was about product design. He talked about how they would spend weeks arguing about whether to have one more button on an interface.
We are here to inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. I'm Pat O'Brien, the business rock stars. Eric Shashwa is here, and CEO founder of Zive Incorporated. We're talking about the journey as an entrepreneur. Do you delegate things, or can you in your company?
Definitely. I think that you can't do everything yourself. And I think that one of the big things is hiring people who can really strongly execute, who you can deputize with product design, with customer support, with building a product. So, yes.
And do you rely on any advice from other people? Obviously you do, right?
Or
do you micromanage?
One of the best pieces of advice I had was from one of the VCs in my former company built Acer North America, the computer company. And he told me that the mark of a good CEO is that they really know their weaknesses and that they surround themselves with very strong people in those areas. And that really impacted me. So
I think a lot of people can't get past their own ego to do that, right?
I think it can be hard. It's that balance again of hubris and humility that you have to have, I think, to really be a successful startup.
Yeah. Right. So if you have an employee that's not getting it, how do you deal with that?
I try to spend more time with them.
Yeah.
Sure. I try to spend more time with them. I try to help them see the philosophy of what we're trying to do. Connect them more with other people who do, and I try to help them that way. But ultimately, if things don't work out, then I think you have to be able to let someone go to be able to really build a team. That's yeah, it is. I think it's always difficult to do that.
Would you hire family?
No.
Friends?
Generally, no.
Why?
Because I think
I know that, why, but I mean,
I think friendships and family are extremely important. And what happens if one of those
doesn't mix?
Yeah, what if they're not really working out and then you have to let them go? I just wouldn't want to be in that situation.
I think I know, but what is your strength as a CEO?
I think it's really having a very passionate vision and an equally strong passion for turning that into a reality.
Mm-hmm.
I think that a really good CEO is able to run that marathon of turning a product into ultimately what's nothing more than an assemblage of details as it turns into reality. And to stay focused on everything as you're going through.
It's like baking a cake. If you leave one ingredient out, it's not going to taste the same, right?
Right.
I mean, that's my take on it. What's on your resume or what's not on your resume that might surprise us?
I would say what's not on my resume would be maybe a lot of former jobs. I started my first company my senior year right out of undergrad.
Mm-hmm.
I did that for 10 years and sold that company, and then I started this one.
And the first company was a sleep company, right?
A sleep company called Zio. We made what is still far and away the most advanced wearable for sleep. So like we have these watches that can tell us how we're working out and so forth. We had something that could read your actual brain waves and tell you how you're sleeping over the course of the night.
We are here to inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. This is Business Rockstars. I'm Pat O'Brien. Back in a minute.
This is A Healthier You, and I'm Grace Marie Turner, president of the Galen Institute. Right now, we hear a lot about what divides us, but Americans are united on the need to keep up the pace of biomedical innovation. In a poll we conducted in 2016, we found that 95% of Americans believe that medical discoveries can improve the overall quality of healthcare. 94% say that medical discoveries can help the U.S. to maintain its competitive edge in science. Americans also understand what is needed to keep discovery going. Over half of those polls recognize correctly that private medical companies invest the most in new discoveries, spending almost twice what the federal government does. Strong public policies that support medical innovation are unifying in a time of political polarization. Policymakers should act to take down the barriers to innovation. For more details, check out Facebook Better Healthcare Policy.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Okay, keep your eyes closed.
Okay.
I want to show you my first ever painting.
All right.
Okay. Open your eyes.
Oh, that's a lot of colors and shapes.
So be honest. What do you think?
Well, I like how if you switch to Geico, you could save hundreds of dollars on car insurance.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Here, why don't I hold your paintbrush while you call them?
Geico, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park, or the beach, or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
888-904-1986. 888-904-1986. That's 888-904-1986.
Allergy congestion. Cut grass. Cat on the sofa. Dust in the carpet. Whenever allergy congestion makes you feel trapped, break through with Allegra D for 5-in-1 24-hour multi-symptom relief. Allegra D combines a non-drowsy antihistamine with a powerful decongestant for fast relief that starts working in just 1 hour. Break through allergy congestion with Allegra D. Use only as directed. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com.
We are here to inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. I'm Pat O'Brien. This is Business Rockstars. Eric Shashwa is with us.
Thank you.
The CEO and founder of Zive, Inc. So what's the elevator pitch on your product?
We have basically developed, in a nutshell, a technology that allows us to take some of the most used work applications that right now you can only get through the web browser and turn those into full-featured, native, multi-windowed like applications on the desktop while still keeping them in the cloud.
Now explain
so
it
things
again.
Like, things like Salesforce, things like Gmail, things like LinkedIn. So users, those applications are mammoth. Gmail has 1 billion users. Salesforce runs CRM for the entire world. And the only way that you can use them is as a web page. So you have this really complex application. So we're able to make that work as its own application, but also with multiple windows so you can multitask with it while you're working and integrate it into your operating system.
It makes sense because I wonder why no one's thought of that before.
It's much easier to do to work that way, but it's very difficult to
all
do that well.
All these computer geniuses, we just thought of that now?
So
recently?
It goes against the grain a little bit of thinking you should do everything in the browser. And also, it is hard to do. So we've got some of the best talent in the Valley, and it took us 2 years to develop the technology that lets us do that.
What's on your website? Kiwi for Gmail.
That's
or as
our
I
first...
said, Kiwi Forge Mail. No, Kiwi for Gmail.
So Kiwi for Gmail is our first product, and that's growing very, very rapidly with millennials. It's a product that basically takes native Gmail, pure Gmail that people use on the desktop in the browser, takes that out of the browser and turns it into this full-featured native application while still giving you all of Gmail's native features. So no one has ever succeeded in doing that before. We've turned it into its own application, so you click on it and it opens up. You have multiple native Gmail accounts that you can easily switch between. The average Gmail user has more than two accounts. We've turned it into something that for the first time ever, lets Gmail be your default email handler on the computer. So you can click on an email address in the browser and it'll open up in a nice, beautiful little window and you can write in it.
So I have like a Mac.com, I have Gmail, I have O'Brien.com, I have all this stuff, US.com.
Right.
How does that operate under your system?
So all of those can be integrated into a Gmail account that you can then use. So we built this to really optimize Gmail itself. You can use it. It's like when you use Outlook, you can add all these different email accounts. With this, you can add those in, but they work through Gmail and through Gmail's interface with all of its features.
Why did you come up with this?
Because we saw that we love Gmail, and we also love Apple.
It's easy. Yeah.
Right. And so... While we'll take things to Windows as well by the end of the year, we started out on the Mac because we realized that Apple fans are also Google fans. And Google's strategy is to push everyone to do everything in the browser. When you're doing serious work, complex work, it's much easier to do that as an application than it is to do that as a web page where it's mixed
There's
in
more things
all
available.
The browsing stuff you're doing in the browser.
Right. So more things are available. More tools are available.
And it's easier to get to those tools. For instance, so here's an example. If you want to send someone an email, and you're a typical Gmail user, you use Gmail in the browser, you have to do this. You have to click on the browser icon. It takes you several steps. Click on the browser icon, find the right window where Gmail is, find the right tab that Gmail is in that window, click on it, click on Compose, and then you have this really wide window that's taking up your entire screen.
Right.
So with us, you can just press a button, and instantly you'll get a nice little beautiful narrow window that'll show up and you can start sending someone an email. So we've made email in that way as easy as texting. You can instantly get in and out of it just like breathing. And that's something that those are the sorts of things that make Gmail users find our application very difficult to move away from once they've started using it.
It always amazes me that something we haven't had ever, and we sit around, we watch the little circle go and we pissed off at our computer because it's not fast enough.
Right.
I mean, it's just everything's about faster, 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 right?
Right, exactly.
Why?
I think because it just helps you get your work done more easily. I think that the true... In the 1950s, people dreamed of technology, right? There were all these big computers with flashy buttons. In the 1980s, we had technology, and people coveted it. It was any device they could get their hands on. Right. Mm. But in the 2000s, people started to really want something else. They wanted technology to sort of fade away and stop being the thing that gets in the way of them doing what they want to do. And that's why I think when things get faster, it allows you to do what you want to do without the technology
being
an impediment.
Too,
yeah.
For the next thing. Now, you sold a company to do this, right?
Right.
So you did you ever have any funding problems? For the first company, probably, yeah?
I think that anyone who raises funding sometimes it's going great, sometimes not so much. I want to be honest with this. We did very, very well with raising funding in the last company and this one too. And it's I think that's really a testament to sweat and willingness to travel.
And explaining it. Yeah, right. And explaining it too. I mean, because, or do you explain it to the right people at that company who will understand it right away?
I think it's, you find people who understand your idea and your company, and those wind up being the ones who invest. And it just takes work to find people.
What's the biggest challenge in raising money?
I think the biggest challenge, honestly, is just the stamina, the ability to keep motivated through from the beginning when you don't quite know yet how to reach people with your idea to continuing to find people all the way through until you close your round.
All right. And how do you do that? I mean, how many times can people say no to you before you say, oh, well, maybe this is not the right thing?
That's the biggest reason why I think companies tend to fail. It's because they give up at that point. I think.
And you don't give up?
No. In the beginning, my first company, when I was doing that for the very first time, it was my co-founders who helped me. And my feeling that I had people who were depending on me for payroll, that if I didn't succeed, you know, they'd have to find
that's
work somewhere
incentive,
else.
Yeah.
And at this point, it's just the memory that I've been through this several times. I know how those rounds go, so I know how to raise.
We are here to inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. I'm Pat O'Brien. This is Business Rockstars. Eric Shashawa is our guest, CEO, founder of Zive, Inc. We're talking about creating something that nobody's had before. Do you have any competition in this area?
Our main competition, I think, honestly, is Gmail and the browser. It's the thing that we're replacing and making much better. Otherwise, my main focus on this has always been develop software that's so far above and beyond what everyone else is doing that the serious competition you get is only from like a very small number of large players.
Do you watch Silicon Valley?
I do.
And you understand them?
I do.
You understand their dilemmas all the time?
Yeah. I think they dramatize it some way. They have fun with it. But
I'm not sure if they do. What about you? Will there ever be competition that you'll really be worried about, or they just have to be 10 times smarter than you?
I think a good startup always has to be concerned about that, about the possibility of eventually a competitor will show up. Mm-hmm. That's inevitable. So, do I lose sleep over it? No. I am confident
you
my team will
do. You should never have sold your sleep app, right? Sleep coach.
Hey, that did well for us, though, so.
But you don't lose sleep over that?
No.
Okay. Social media, how important is it to you?
Critical. So for my last company, I really fell in love with the consumer, and I think social media is key. These days, you live or die based on how people respond to you in social media, and it's like managing a mob. They're a mob of like good people, but they could turn on you.
I know well. Yeah.
So one of the top three things that we focus on are keeping our existing users really thrilled with us, customer support, responding to people well there so they're happy, feel taken care of, and social media, making sure people feel listened to.
Let's talk about customer support, because I think that's the biggest bugaboo in any corporation
right.
or company, is get them on the phone. Like I will say that DirecTV is one of the best, and it's not an ad for them, I guess it is now, is the greatest at customer support. They answer every question, they get things done.
Yeah.
How do you deal with doing it that way?
The main thing that I did, honestly, was I looked for someone from a large company that had gone up in a customer support role, and I hired that person. So I hired someone who was high up in customer support for one of the massive gaming companies that's online. Mm-hmm. He was there from zero users all the way up to 300,000 users. So I hired that person in, and he makes sure that we get back to everyone within 24 hours. And that works.
So what I don't want to hear from customer support is, gosh, never heard of that problem. So, I mean, those people have to be so well prepared, right, for anything.
Right. Yeah. So I think that you build your customer support scripts so that you can answer the basic questions quickly, and as questions happen that you haven't heard of before, then you engage the engineers, and then you come back and you add that so that the next time you can answer that question.
In this business, Eric, how do you find and keep great employees? Not good ones, great ones.
I think part of it is giving them a piece of the rock, mm-hmm. making sure that they play a part in the company's success. And if the company has a great success, then they get financially rewarded for that. And the other thing I think is having a team where people work well together and they're passionate about the same things.
Eric Shashawa is our guest, CEO, founder of Zive Inc. What do you do about somebody who's not working out for you?
I think that's challenging. I think that you try to get them to understand why they're not working out. You try to connect them with people who can. And you really, my approach is honestly to be very patient with them, because I feel like you can't let someone like that go too quickly.
But this is such a specific business. You pretty much know when you hire them, right?
I think it takes...
Maybe.
My experience as a manager is that it takes about 3 or 4 months before you really,
really?
Know.
Before you understand they get the whole process.
Right.
You like firing people?
Absolutely not.
Yeah, who does?
Yeah.
No one's answered yes to that. But, I mean, you got to have an alternative, right?
Yeah, I think so. Good. I think you work very hard with people. I mean, it's a livelihood, and so you don't want to cut someone off from that. But ultimately, if someone really isn't working out, then I think that you have to understand that they may be better off somewhere else, where they're not going to be stunted potentially in their career.
In your business, Eric, is working at home a good idea, or you just got to have a computer somewhere? Your employees.
Well, it's interesting because my company is a virtual company. Mm-hmm. So this has been happening with startups where you have, you're not all in an office somewhere. Mm-hmm. And I think that generally for the average person, I would say don't work from home. But in my company, what I've tried to do is focus on hiring people who are responsible and accountable and that can handle that and still be productive.
Who's your favorite superhero?
I would say Captain America.
Why?
Because he's the one.
Iron Man. I was going to put money on Iron Man.
Iron Man's pretty awesome. Captain America has the whole bioengineering thing going on, but he's got the best character, I think, of superheroes.
I love you, man. You're a cool guy.
Thank you.
I don't really love you. Well, actually, I do. Thank you, Eric. We are here to inspire, love, and inform and connect a community of entrepreneurs. This is Business Rockstars. I'm Pat O'Brien. See you next time.
And I'm a truck driver from Missouri. For 13 hours a night, I sit in my truck and I drive. Out of boredom, I'll stop and eat. If I'm not doing fast food, I guarantee there's a bag of chips open on my dashboard. That was all until Andro 400. I started out 4 months ago, and since taking Andro 400, I have dropped 45 pounds. I'm sleeping better. There's no cravings. I actually don't even think about food. My knee pain went away. I've had some lower back issues, and I've noticed that went away, and I can only contribute that to Andro 400. One thing that Andro 400 said on the radio ad, as it attacks belly fat. Well, let me tell you, it did. The second month is where I saw a drastic change in the size of my stomach. I've lost 6 inches. This product really does work.
So, guys, if you'd like to experience similar results, then get Andro 400, the safe, natural, and inexpensive way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
And now, it's time for The Lens of Liberty. Here with today's installment is author, speaker, and activist Helen Kriebel.
A friend of mine recently interviewed a potential employee who she thought seemed like a good fit for the job. So she called the former employer, who was listed as a reference just to be sure. Reference checking is routine due diligence for businesses, but this former employer said, "I can confirm that he worked here, but on the advice of our lawyer, I can't tell you anything at all about him." Many business people are given similar advice, and it makes references meaningless for the employer and the employee. We should look through the lens of liberty and realize that we are letting lawsuits and the fear of lawsuits destroy our common sense, our entrepreneurial spirit, and our system of free enterprise.
Go to lensofliberty.org. You won't believe what you hear.
You shouldn't have to choose
Welcome
a random
Staples.
Lawyer.
Staples guy, I just got to town, and I need a presentation printed for a big meeting tomorrow.
Well, Staples has everything you need to print, scan, and fax.
Great. Oh, just got a text. The home office made changes to the presentation.
No problem. You can access your files from a USB, email, or the cloud.
And the meeting isn't tomorrow, now it's today.
Our machines are self-service, so there's no waiting.
And it's not here. Now it's in Ebensburg.
I hear it's lovely this time of year.
Print, scan, fax, and copy at Staples, your office away from home.
Attention, this is a public notice from Citizens Disability. If you are one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be entitled to disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right if you suffer from a physical or mental disability. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, Citizens Disability can help. You'll be given an advocate who will evaluate your situation, handle your application, and deal with Social Security. Best of all, there is no fee until you receive your benefits. We only get paid if you win your case. To get started with your free no-obligation consultation, call 800-504-1639. That's 800-504-1639. There are a vast number of conditions that can make you eligible for disability benefits, many that you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Citizens Disability today. Again, that's 800-504-1639. 800-504-1639. That's Citizens Disability. 800-504-1639.
Imagine a store that lets you get anything you wanted. An HD flat screen TV, a high capacity ultra quiet washer and dryer, a complete living room set. And imagine if you didn't need a lick of credit to get it. That store simply believed in you. Imagine if they even delivered it, set it up, and serviced it at no additional cost. Well, that store exists. That's Rent-A-Center. Imagine that. No credit needed. Affordable payment plans. Delivery, setup, and service included. Imagine new possibilities at Rent-A-Center. Rental purchase transaction. See store for details.
Stars. Now let's go to Mark Lack.
We're here to inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. I'm Mark Lack, and this is Business Rockstars. My guest today is Jason Nazar. He's the CEO and co-founder of Comparably. And the question is that he's going to help us answer, why are sales so important, and how do you generate more of them? Jason, it's great to have you.
Thanks.
So why are sales so important, and how can we generate more of them?
First off, everything you do as an entrepreneur is sales. Sometimes we think sales is something you just do as a salesperson, and it's got a dirty connotation. And the reason that is because we often feel it's somebody pushing something on us that we don't want. Mm. But what sales is the art of persuasion of how you get what you want and how I get what I want. And so as an entrepreneur or somebody thinking about starting a business, everything you do is sales. Recruiting your team, raising money, getting your team to build the product that you want them to build. Selling your product to your customers.
Getting them to help you support you in your vision or your goals.
Yes.
It's all sales, right?
And so from the moment you wake up to the moment you go to sleep, you're actively engaging in sales. So that's the first thing. Everybody has to understand the process of how you build sales, which is mutual interest towards a common goal.
Okay.
So there's a five-step process that I've talked about for many years. I got this from a whole bunch of other folks. You know, I'm sure you have a similar process yourself. You know, but the process that I was taught that then I've added to is you gain interest, you establish credibility, you establish need, you offer a solution, and then you have a system for a fast, easy transaction.
Okay.
All right, so let's walk through each of these steps. All right. So the first thing, gain interest, right? What is everybody most interested in then?
And they're all tuned into the channel, WIIFM, right? What's in it for me?
Exactly. Exactly. And so the big mistake that people make to start is that we talk about ourselves and we should be talking about other people. And generally people are thinking about one of three things, health, money, and love.
Yeah.
And so if you talk to them about those things for them, you almost always have their captive interest.
So tap into the story that's going on in their mind about their interests?
Absolutely. People are always most interested in their story in their life. You know, one of my secrets of public speaking, and probably like you, I've done some, you know, is the reason I never get nervous when I go up on stage, whether it's for 50 people or 5,000, is because I know they're actually not thinking about me. Mm. They're thinking about them. So if you can learn to talk to somebody about them and say out loud the things that they're thinking in their head, you always have their captive interest.
Yeah.
The second thing is you establish credibility, right? Sometimes you have credibility because of what you've done in the past. So I went to business school, I went to law school, I started a company, I'm the entrepreneur in residence for the city of LA. Those things establish credibility.
Yeah. But which is step two.
Step two. But as important is you have credibility for the way that you interact with somebody. You have credibility because you have integrity, because you communicate clearly, because you have their best interest at heart. So credibility doesn't only have to come for things that you've previously achieved. It comes just from your persona and who you are and your intent. The third step, and the most important one of the entire process, is to establish need. The absolute best salespeople in the world don't do much talking.
They just ask questions.
They ask questions. And they ask questions that get at your core need. I can come here and I can think that something that I have something that you want, and I can be talking about all the different benefits of it, whether it's a home or a car or a blender or working at my company, but I'm really just guessing about what's important to you versus just simply saying, hey, what's most important to you about a job? What are you most looking for?
So the questions help diagnose. It's like the old saying about doctors, right? Diagnostic without or prescription without diagnostic is malpractice. Mm-hmm. And so just like we're talking about there,
absolutely,
you got to diagnose the person to really figure out their wants and their needs to figure out if your product or service is the best fit. Is that what you're saying?
Absolutely. When I interview candidates to hire them, it's a sales process. It's a mutual sales process. They're trying to sell me on hiring them. And if I like them, I'm trying to sell them on coming to work for us. And so the very first thing I do is I ask them, I don't talk about our company. I don't say everything they're going to get out of it. I don't say what their job and responsibility is going to be. I ask, what's most important to you about work? Where do you want to be in 5 years? And what are you most looking for?
And based on what they tell you, you'll make the decision.
Yeah. If they're a candidate that we want, then if we have the things that they want, all I need to do is check off the boxes. Okay, you want autonomy, you want a career advancement, you want a chance to earn more than what you make, you want a chance to build something that affects millions of people's lives. Well, you can have all of that comparably. Right? I just go one by one. But I wouldn't know to offer those things if I didn't first establish need. And so need starts with not what I need, but what you need.
Okay. So that always boils back down to your ability to ask quality questions, probing diagnostic questions, and then you just can simply say, based on what you've shared with me, this is or is not a fit.
Absolutely. And that's when you go to step four, which is offer a solution. And so, you know, people will often say something like, oh, this person is such a great salesperson, they could sell anything to anybody. And my instant response is, great people can't and don't sell anything to anybody.
I love that.
Because first off, I'm not going to sell you something that you don't need. That's not what makes me great.
That's like saying a great doctor can prescribe anything to anyone. Yeah. It's like, no.
that's not bonding us. That's not helping us. That's manipulation.
And there's no integrity.
Exactly, right? But if there's something that you need, right? You know, I gave this example one time. Like a salesperson has a dirty concept because you often think, oh, this is going to be somebody that offers me something I don't want. You know, and they're going to try to take my money out of my pocket and give me something I don't want. But, you know, if you're on a desert island and you haven't had anything to drink for 2 days and there's a water salesman, what you need more than anything else.
Because you don't need to be sold. You want it already.
You want it already, yeah.
We're talking about why are sales so important and how can you generate more of them? Jason Nazar, you're on tip number 5 in the process.
Sure, so let's go through all of them to start, and we'll come to number 5. You gain interest, so you talk about the person. You establish credibility by having integrity and talking about the things you've done in your past. Most importantly, you establish need by asking people and understanding where they're coming from and what they're looking for. If your solution matches their need, you simply say, hey, here's what I do, and this is why you should get it. By that point, you often have your customer, they'll say things to you like, well, how do I pay, or where do we go from here, or what's the next step, or how do I get the product?
Like, they're ready to buy.
They'll tell you they want to move forward. You don't have to ask them. The final step is simply have a system for a fast, easy transaction, which is at the moment somebody wants something, don't create any artificial barriers to them getting it.
Jason Nazar, you're a rock star,
Thanks.
Brother. I appreciate you for coming on.
Nice to meet you, Mark.
I'm Mark Lack on Business Rockstars, connecting a community of entrepreneurs. Join us on Facebook, Twitter, and online at businessrockstars.com.
This information is given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged in rendering legal, accounting, business, or other professional advice. Since the details of your situation are unique, you should additionally seek the advice and services of a competent professional.
Say hello to John. John dreamed of building a successful business and retiring to an exotic island in the Caribbean. He dreamed about his sales soaring and all the money that would be flowing in. He dreamed of hiring a sales team and expanding his company. Well, sadly, that dream fell apart when his bank turned down his business loan. Now John is not dreaming about going to the Caribbean anymore. He's driving around in an old beat-up pickup truck. If you need money to grow your business to new heights so you can reach your dreams, don't let the bank hold you down. You need to call Merchant Advance Express today. We can help you get qualified for up to $250,000 to grow your business any way you want. Call now to learn more. Call 800-503-3735, 800-503-3735, 800-503-3735. That's 800-503-3735.
BizTalk Radio.